Saradny Castle, whose remains you are looking at now, is still referred to by many as the only castle of Templars in Ukraine. This legend appeared owing to the Zakarpattia historian and ethnographer Petro Sova, who misinterpreted the term Red Brothers from the Hungarian chronicles. This is how both the Templars and the Paulinus monks were called in the Kingdom of Hungary during the existence of Saradny Castle. Well, there could be no Templars in Zakarpattia, in fact. The order was dissolved in 1312, whereas Saradny Castle was built much later. Yet, according to historians, the Paulinus monks built a monastery in the village of Vovkove in the 15th century. They are apparently these Red Brothers mentioned in the ancient chronicles. Saradny Castle had a rectangular shape. Once there was also a tower 20 meters high. Looking inside, you can see the ceiling of the basement, where there were two chambers connected by a small passage. Above the basement, there was a large hall with narrow windows, with the entrance to it on the east side of the building. The roof was covered with wooden tiles. In the northeast corner, you can find the entrance to the cellar. However, we do not recommend going inside, because the fortress is waiting for its conservation. Several outbuildings were located in the courtyard of the fortress. Stone walls protected Saradny Castle. Around the estate, there were built several defensive lines of earthen ramparts and moats, which were filled with water from the Vela River. The total perimeter of the fortification reached 200 by 200 meters. Historians believe that in order to construct the castle, there were used the stones mined in the process of building the wine cellars, which Saradny is famous for. Saradny Castle was built in the 15th century by the Paluchi dynasty. When the last member of this family was killed in the Battle of Mohacs in 1526, the fortress, together with the surrounding lands, passed into the possession of the Dobo family. Its most famous representative, István, being among the winners of the Battle of Eger, was enjoying his glory. A hero on the battlefield, he was a real bandit in ordinary life. He resorted to the looting and arson of estates, traded with Poland bypassing the royal customs, smuggled wine to Poland, committed violence against competitors, which provoked a conflict with another powerful family, the Pereny family. István Dobo was imprisoned on charges of treason, and most of his possessions were confiscated. Returning from prison to Saradny, he died in 1572. In the 17th century, the Rákóczi family owned Saradny Castle and the surrounding lands. The estate survived several attacks by the Carpathian robbers, known as Opryszke. During Ferenc II Rákóczi's war against the Austrian monarchs, the fortress was badly damaged. In the 18th century, the locals began dismantling the once majestic building to construct their own houses. Only the ruins of Saradny Castle can be seen today.